Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the tournament director for the Principal Charity Classic, Alex McCarty. How you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate you stopping by and just letting our listeners know here in Marshall County about this huge tournament, PGA tournament, happening down in Des Moines. First off, where are the players playing at, and how excited are the staff to come?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's we're going to host the event at Wakanda Club. Wakanda Club is our has been our host venue for over 10 years now, right on the south side of Des Moines. Awesome historic venue. You know, just went through a restoration a couple of years ago, and golf course is obviously in great shape. The weather here lately, a little rain and some sunshine has really helped get us ready for the PGA Tour competition coming to town. The players love coming to Des Moines. They love being in Iowa. You know, the saying Iowa nights holds pretty true for us here. When they come into town, they really enjoy not only playing out here at the Wakanda Club and competing against each other, but also just how easy it is to get around. They love the restaurants and everything downtown. You know, the airport's about 5 minutes away from the golf course, so it's about the shortest commute that they have when they arrive here. So that definitely helps. But it's always an exciting time when we start to get our player commitments. You know, our biggest one this year is Iowa native Zach Johnson. He just became eligible for PGA Tour Champions this year, just turned 50. So he's been competing on tour for a few months now and has really made a name for himself already on the Champions Tour as well. We're excited to have him join the field and compete here in Des Moines. You know, he'll join some of our past champions. Miguel Angel Jimenez won last year. He's always he's a great competitor, but an all-around great guy and a fan favorite. Got some personality and flair. Ernie Els, our 24 defending champion, is committed as well. And then a number of others, whether it's Stephen Ames, Jay Haas, Kevin Sutherland, Jerry Kelly. We're just excited to have all those guys competing again here at PCC.
Yeah, so the PGA Champions Tour, were you saying there it's for players that are over the age of 50?
That's exactly right. So PGA Tour Champions, to be eligible for that tour, you have to be 50 or older. There's quite a bit of criteria that goes into the eligibility and, you know, the different ways that they earn exemptions into the event. But essentially, it's guys who are, you know, have maybe extended past the being able to compete on the PGA Tour, although a lot of these guys still compete pretty well in some of the majors that they're still exempt into. And, you know, from week to week, they'll be playing there. So they can hold their own against the young guys. But all of our competitors are 50 and over. You know, we have World Golf Hall of Famers like Freddie Couples, Ernie Els, like I mentioned. So this is still, these are some of the legends of the game. And for anybody who comes out and watches them compete, you're still amazed at the level of golf that they can play. I mean, they can still hit driver over 300 yards, some of them. And obviously, they're really dialed in, from a performance standpoint. So they might be on the, you know, kind of in the twilight of their career, but they can still compete, and it's, you know, ton of fun to watch.
Yeah, I feel like golf is one of those sports where you can get better as you get older, because some of those shot shaping and just kind of maybe just knowing the course and experience really helps golfers, right?
That's exactly right. You know, and I think if you take the case of Wakanda Club, it's like I said, it's a historic venue. It's very hilly. You know, there's a few blind shots out here, you know, but the conditioning is always in great shape. And once the guy, you know, if this is their first time playing here, you know, it takes a little bit to learn, you know, some of the nuance to the course. But there's opportunities to score here. It's a true test of their game. You know, there's some holes that can play pretty long, especially if the wind is up. That definitely can be a challenge. But you know, these guys have a different perspective, right? They're, you know, if they have families, the kids are older, and you know, like I said, they're just in a different time of their career. But they still compete. That competitive drive is there. You know, they're definitely laid back on Wednesday and Thursday. And you know, if a family is coming out to the tournament, you know, Wednesday and Thursday are our pro-am days. That's a great time to get an autograph, and you can chat up some of the guys. You know, they're going through their practice routine, but they're usually pretty laid back. But come Friday morning, when the competition gets ready to tee off, they've got their game face on. They're ready to go.
Yeah, the Principal Charity Classic will start Friday, June 12th, go all the way through Sunday, the 14th. How can people get tickets to this event?
Absolutely, and thanks for asking. PrincipalCharityClassic.com. All of our spectator information is there. There's a link to our ticket purchasing page. We've got tickets for all kinds of fans. So our grounds ticket, which gets you admission into the event, starts at $25. Our advice is to buy them in advance. They do go up slightly during tournament week. So if you buy them in advance, you can have them and save a bit there. Kids 15 and under get in free with a ticketed adult. So you can bring the whole family out. You know, mom and dad can buy a ticket each, and then they can bring the whole squad with them. And then if you're looking for a more upgraded experience, we've got a couple options. One of our more popular options is our Trophy Club. It includes complimentary drinks, a concession voucher. It has covered seating at the 12th green. So it's just an awesome place to watch golf, and you kind of can have that elevated experience if that's what you're looking for. You know, might be a good idea for a Father's Day gift if anybody's thinking about that. But everything is at PrincipalCharityClassic.com. You can find everything you need there.
Yeah, so one cool thing that I've read about with this tournament, you guys, it's called the Principal Charity Classic. You guys are also donating to charities. Tell me a little bit about this history.
Absolutely. Well, it's something we're very proud of. Since 2007, when Principal Financial Group took over as title sponsor, we've generated over $73 million for Iowa youth charities. So we have a couple different ways that we support Iowa youth. You know, obviously the tournament is used as a fundraising vehicle. So we have four primary tournament charity partners: Blank Children's Hospital, Mercy One Children's Hospital, Variety, and the United Way of Central Iowa. They've been beneficiaries for a long time and receive a bulk of the funds. And then we also have our Birdies for Charity program, which is another fundraising vehicle for nonprofits around the state. They can raise funds through the program, and the tournament matches what they raise at 8%. So it's a way to really extend that reach, you know, across the state and across different types of organizations as well. And then the other program that we just started a couple years ago is our Career Ready Collective. It's a workforce development program that takes place in the summer for students, not only in Des Moines, but also across the state. We have some expansion programs in Cedar Rapids, in Perry, in Newton. We're also extending into Minnesota this year with a program in St. Paul. But it's a 6 to 8 week program that students can participate in, really learn those skills that they need to take the next step in their life, right? Whether it's going to college or whether it's finding a job or going into the trades. The program is designed to help those students prepare for that next step. So it's something that we're really proud of as a tournament to be able to support. We work closely with the Des Moines Partnership to administer that. But it's really, really cool to hear the success stories from those students and really how it's made an impact on them once they've gone through the program.
Do you know, is this tournament kind of unique where you guys have that charity aspect along with it?
Across the PGA Tour, whether it's PGA Tour Champions or the PGA Tour, Corn Ferry Tour, almost every tournament has a charitable mission and a cause that they support. We really stand out, particularly on the Champions Tour. We have the highest amount of money generated for charity outside of one event. We're in second place, but there's an event in Canada, the Shaw Charity Classic, that does a bit more than us, so we're chasing them. But, you know, here domestically in the United States, we're proud to say that we generate the most charitable dollars for our community on the Champions Tour. So it's something we take very seriously. We couldn't do it without our sponsors. Obviously, Principal's title sponsor, and we have over 230 other corporate partners that support the tournament with a sponsorship. So it's something that we think about all the time, how we can continue to raise the bar on that. And you know, it takes a village to put it all together, but we're pretty proud of that.
Yeah, joined today with Alex McCarty, the tournament director for the Principal Charity Classic, coming up June 12th through the 14th. We talked tickets. We talked about Zach Johnson, Iowan golfer, coming home to be playing in the tournament this year. Is there anything else that fans need to know before this comes up next month?
Absolutely. So parking is free. We do have a shuttle system that works for folks coming into town for the tournament. So all that information is on our website. But but no, you've got complimentary shuttle service right to the main entrance. We have a couple other ancillary events throughout the weekend that take place. You know, we're always encouraging folks to come to our opening ceremony where we present the colors, recognize some of our charities, and sing the national anthem on Friday morning. And then Saturday afternoon is a neat event for those young golf fans, young sports fans. We have the Junior Sports Experience. It's a free event for kids. You just have to register online on our website. But we work with some other local teams here in Des Moines to have some activities. And then we have a Champions Tour professional actually give some lessons and some tips and talk about their story and their journey. So Saturday afternoon, if you're thinking about coming out to the tournament, bringing the kids, there's a free experience that they can enjoy as well. So there's all kinds of things to do, multiple fan hubs around the ground. So whether you have a grounds ticket or one of our elevated hospitality tickets, I'm quite confident you'll find what you need and have an enjoyable time.
Yeah, I just pulled up principalcharityclassic.com on my phone. All the information, tickets, mission, volunteer, everything is right there on the website. Alex, I appreciate you stopping by and just letting our listeners know what the Principal Charity Classic is and how to attend this year. So thank you and good luck.
Of course. Thank you for having me. Look forward to seeing everybody here at Wakanda Club in a couple weeks.